so.
Planning meeting? And we'll start.
Barry Myers is present.
John Cameron, present.
Scott, present. We are having quorum. John, go ahead.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under justice for all.
We have any added agenda items?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. One. UP dash 19 and in deliberation and decision.
Right, Tammy?
I can hear you guys, yeah. Thank you all for your.
I can hear you too.
With me here about the phone. I have a presentation. Is it up on the screen?
It is.
Okay. So Kelly and I have done this enough times, I think we can use this remotely. I just remind, I'll remind you of our book of review criteria. You all know it. It's in the staff report. That's page 2 of the staff report. And just a quick update on where we're at right now. We had the hearing a month ago. I think as you all know, ODOT requested the record to remain open for 7 days. ODOT submitted comments in that time. The applicant responded. And the key point on the slide is that the record is now closed, and it has been closed for a little while. The next slide, starting with tonight on the top. Tonight, we're really here just for deliberation and decision. No new information can be presented. The applicant will not be provided time for testimony. Staff, which would be myself, Melissa and Kelly, it can offer clarifying answers to questions and discuss any existing information, but we can't offer any new information. We do need to give you all an opportunity at this point to declare any ex parte contacts. So does anyone have anything they wish to declare? That includes conversations with the applicant, thorough site visits, anything more than just knowing about the parcel.
I have an outstanding relationship with the applicants. This is Terry Myers speaking.
Do I have a quorum at this point? We can continue.
Okay. Great. Well, hearing none, no other ex parte contacts other than, excuse me, recusal. Does anyone wish to challenge any of the commissioners on ex parte contacts? All right, hearing none. Let's move forward to the next slide. The next couple slides are really just reminders about the application, which again, I think you've all been in it now for over a month. But we've got a tentative plat before you for 194 lot subdivision, with the majority of those being residential, with two larger mixed-use commercial lots, with three parks and some buffer strips and multi-paths throughout. Lot sizes are ranging from a little 5,000 square feet to a little under 10,000 square feet, so there's quite a bit of variability and diversity in the lot sizes. We also have a quadrant plan before you, which is essentially like a master plan, and we're hearing them together and making a decision together. I think you have the updated mapping, but again, I put this in here in case you need to refer back to it, the mapping. Slide 7, top of the page, ODOT comments. And at any point, I start rambling because I feel like I'm the one switching your slide. Kelly, tell me to slow down.
No, you're fine. I'm keeping up.
ODOT comments. So again, I think everyone's aware, but I'm going to state it for the record. ODOT recommended the developer propose mitigation for impacts at US 97 and Burgess, as well as they noted that an IGA is required between the city, intergovernmental agreement is required between the city and ODOT for the proposed multi-use path. We were expecting that. They've also noted that ODOT with land construction permit is required for work in the right-of-way, and a drainage study needs to be prepared if there's any impact to ODOT highway drainage. I think that the majority of the conversation was around the mitigation. So the applicant, ODOT, coordinated on that. The applicant, in the applicant's final argument, they stated that they have agreed to contribute $12,435 to US 97 Virgin Intersection per unit basis at the time of platting, which is a phased development, so likely in four phases. The applicant noted in their final argument that they support the conditions of staff report, with the exception of the extension of the easternmost roadway to Caldwell and Victory. I'll show you a few pictures to remind you about that. And their final argument includes their reasoning. So if we need to take time for anybody to review that final argument anymore, I'm happy to do so, particularly since the applicant really can't tonight. Next slide, extension north to Caldwell. I'll just remind you of the two requirements that the staff report include. And as a result of comments from city engineer, city planning, as well as public works, and the staff report includes the reasoning for it. Right now, the proposal is for the easternmost roadway to connect internally, but not to go north and south all the way for vehicular traffic to Caldwell or south to Victory. This is the northern connection, red arrow showing the other half of Caldwell where the city staff report recommends that the road be connected. So I was just showing it on the general dial map there, showing the connections. And then, let's see, it'll be slide 11, Kelly, extension south to Victory. Same thing, there's a picture of the connection at Victory that is not proposed at this point by the applicant, but the staff report currently recommends this connection. So to put this, and then slide 12, sorry, just a closer up aerial picture of that connection. Slide 13, proposed conditions. So the way we deal with it at this point is you do have a staff report in front of you that is largely complete, other than the additional information that's come to light in the last month. So the staff's recommendation is that you add three additional conditions, those three being the top bullet, the reference to the ODOT pro rata contribution, the second one being the construction permit, and third one being the drainage study. If there's any impact, but a highway drainage. If there's not impact, then the applicant can demonstrate that at the time. Slide 14, it brings us to where we're at tonight. Final steps. Obviously, you've got some deliberation as a team to have right now. You can deliberate on absolutely everything in the application. Everything is on the table to deliberate. There is a one specific issue that the applicant has asked that you deliberate on further, and that is that connection to the north and south. But page 14 includes the first step, depending how your deliberations go and how you want to decide on these, but the staff's recommendation for a motion to amend the conditions of approval and add those three that are in blue. And then the final bullet that I have on that slide 14, if you, as a commission, come to a different position than staff on the connection of that easternmost roadway to the north and south, we would need to have a motion for that to change the wording of that condition. And so I'll help craft that if we need to after you deliberate. And then I'll just show you on slide 15, I have a final proposed motion that would actually adopt the quadrant plan and subdivision plan with the amended staff report findings. So I think, Kelly, let's leave it on for right now. Let's go back and leave it on slide 6, which is the is the mapping.
Okay.
In case you want to talk to it. And then when you're ready, we'll go back down to the slide 14 that has the proposed conditions of approval. And I'll adapt as needed based on what you all need tonight. With that, do you have any questions for me?
The only question I have is the
Sorry, Rob, can you repeat that?
The original document said there were 192, and now you said there's 194.
You're always astute. I love that you pay attention to the details, Russ. That's awesome. There was a revised plan that was submitted partway through the process that reworked the corner a little bit. I don't recall which two new lots came out of that. I think that is not new information. If you feel inclined to think that the applicant could clarify that for us, as long as that's the only clarification made.
Is that the southernmost corner there that may be an opening? Is the applicant allowed to respond to that?
Yeah, let's let the applicant respond to that. If you're comfortable with it, Russ, it is not new information. It's on the plans. So, yes, I think
it's reasonable. Yeah, I just wondered whether that was the one that we're looking at or...
91 residential lots, two commercial...
Right, okay. But where's the 194 versus the two extra lots get in there?
Was that a typo on my part, Mandy?
It was a typo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take the blame for that.
You did a...
It doesn't really look like a four, so I can't blame that, but that was probably my error.
So it may have something to do with your sickness right now.
Yeah, we blamed on that a month ago.
Originally, Russ.
So it's 192, right?
Yeah, they're originally.
When you did the north end.
Yeah, on when.
Of that connection.
Yeah.
Okay. Very close to it, but.
It may have been 192 residential lots, and then initially, and then the two commercial and the one triangle. Whereas
no, I think it may have been.
It was 194 total. It's 195 total.
The initial one did not include the
open. Correct.
What is that one phone call that we had in there at the
fire access?
Fire access.
That one took out too low, give or take one or two. I just wondered what the first balance, it's any other?
No, not for me.
Staff does, and I think and those reasons are outlined, I think, pretty clearly in the staff report. I think there's been a number of conversations and comments, do we need both, do we need one? If we only need one, I think preferred is to the north. I should say I know the preferred is to the north. For the connection to the other residential, but the staff report is pretty firm on the desire to have the connection, yes.
That is a connection.
With that said, we just provide recommendations, and while we obviously do have experience in this area, you all are the decision body, and you have some discretion here on this, so I think it's an important one for you to discuss.
The north one, that's hard to give me.
Also allows to bring your water.
I agree.
It's not.
You can't clarify anything you're saying.
Sorry, Tammy.
Tammy, you can explain the road conditions clearly. I think there's some different terminology about access road and not through roads and what is actually being staff is requesting versus the applicant.
Yeah, no problem. So what is shown, I think, on your slide right now, the updated plan that the applicant submitted, was in the north corner, they're proposing a fire access road that could be gated, but could be available to be opened for fire access to get into the neighborhood should it be needed. It also serves water sewer. It's a much lesser width than a full street. The alternative that the staff report is recommending is a full street, so the full width extension at this 64 foot wide width to the north and south. So the access being much narrower and limited use, pedestrians, fire access as needed, possibly gated. Staff report recommending a full street connection for regular vehicular use for anybody that lives there or generally anybody in the public that wants to drive there.
Is that for the north or the south?
Staff is recommending both to the north and to the south. The applicant has proposed fire access, and I think that they're probably willing, I don't have words enough, but I think I have heard that they're willing to provide the fire access on both ends in lieu of a roadway. However, right now they are just proposing that fire access, the narrow fire access on the north.
What I have
But staff is recommending both ends for full street.
I had
Okay, so just so I want to repeat it, make sure I understood, make sure, I don't think there was a question in there. Russ, it sounds like you're suggesting that they provide the fire access, both north and south, but not the full street. So like you stated,
right.
Fire access, is that correct?
That is correct. That is my idea.
Okay.
That is not necessarily
not very many kind.
No.
And fire access is this is a good thing.
Yeah.
So.
I thought we did.
I don't see why we cannot have the neighborhood people that do go through there. I mean, I don't think, because of Huntington being there, most people are used to go, we used to do a shortcut. It doesn't make sense because you're going through a neighborhood.
I think part of the problem that I have all here to disagree with. Access on both parts, which is the staff route. We can make that.
Can you restate that?
In other words, following through on staff report that says a full access road going through both north and south. Is that the recommendation of staff?
That is the staff recommendation, yes. That's correct. As a commission, if you all don't agree with something in the staff report, and at this point it could be anything, you can find you can make a different finding. So
right.
You do have that ability. So procedurally, obviously, I think vet it out here, more deliberation, see where you all fall. But if you if somebody wants to make a motion to change a staff report finding. And get that vote, then we change the condition that way. Yeah, let's go to slide one towards the bottom. Slide 14, Kelly.
Yep, we're there.
The items in blue are the staff recommended additional conditions.
From the top and work down. And shall submit ODOT a pro rata. I personally have a real problem with that.
Where's ODOT?
Although I certainly don't want to for this, I don't think ODOT has the legs to sing. ODOT is a functionary of government. It is not part of the elected government. Therefore, they have no rights to claim that they can tax or fine individuals. However, I'm getting a lot of money involved here, and the possibilities are going to cost me very heavily for that one. But that's my personal fear of tax, and they are not a tax part of their charter. Like that, it's a pretty cheap shot. As Melissa and Tammy both know, but again,
someone has to pay for it. So it
well,
should be, so each portion should have to pay something.
Could be one argument, except for the fact that ODOT should not be that. It's what we elect our city council for, and our state, and our state, and our federal government for. Anytime you have a functionary of government, any representation by the people. It is now taxation without representation. We fought a little revolution about that. And that's why it ticks me off.
Well, perhaps the city needs to...
I have no problems with them coming after the city.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but maybe...
But it's another thing when they come after individuals.
It does affect the roadways, though, that we go on, that we're always using out here.
God has a say about their part of the roadways.
Well, I think, you know, we should stick with that.
Well, it doesn't make any difference because of the fact is, and where the... Unfortunately, also sets a precedent for the next developer who wants to do anything out here.
It's the principle.
It's the principle of the thing. I said, Tammy and Melissa have already heard me grouse about this one, so... Permit required for work in right of way. That's normal. Your study prepared if there is an...
Yeah, needs to be done.
Yeah. And then we talked about the north and south connection. I would entertain anybody who wants to motion to approve. Bring to staff.
You don't really, it's just because you can see it, you can say so. Move to adopt the staff report findings and the stated conditions of approval as...
Can I interrupt you guys? I'm sorry.
Yes.
What we need to do first is page 14. I need to hear whether or not there was a motion to add those three conditions that are listed in blue to the conditions of approval. So if that is something that the commission wants or there's a motion for, there is a recommended motion on that page, we can then deal separately with the north-south connection, and then we can end at the very end on the final page 15.
It's up here.
Back up one
this
page.
One right. I did already. It's right here.
I need a motion.
Just leave it like that.
There we go.
That's fine.
There we go.
There it is.
Okay. So I make a motion. I move to be submitted on a per unit basis payable at the time of platting. Excuse me. Is it miscellaneous? For work in right of way, drainage study shall be prepared if there is any impact to ODOT highway drainage.
A motion?
Now, what's
yes.
A motion?
Second.
All in favor?
You're abstaining.
I am abstaining.
And so I think the next thing we need a decision on then is that the north-south roadway connection. If you, as a commission, want to accept the staff report, then we would just move to page 15. That's the final motion to accept the staff report as amended. If you all want to entertain a motion, or if there is a motion that gets a second and affirmative vote, to require something different, we would need to make that motion prior to the final slide motion. Does that make sense? Are there any questions on that? No, it's a little convoluted.
No.
Anybody else?
I move to adopt the staff report findings and associated conditions of approval as amended and to approve 01QP-19 and 02SUB-19, the Reserve in the Pines Quadrant Plan and subdivision applications.
I have a second.
I second it.
Hold on.
Okay, I have my marching orders from you all. At this point then, we will draft the final order from the Planning Commission for Russ's signature. And then that can be mailed to the applicant. There will be a 12-day appeal period window. Should it be appealed, it would be appealed to council. I don't know of any appellants. There's no party to the record at this point other than ODOT and the applicant, I believe. And if there were any appeals, I think we'll need to understand how council is taking anything up in the next month, because I'm not sure what happened at their meeting prior to this one. So there will be more updates over the next week, I think. That's all I need. I appreciate it. Thank you all for your patience with me.
Thanks, Tammy. Hope you feel better. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, and
get well soon. Pardon me?
Get well soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you. I'm gonna go sign off.
Bye.
I'm disappointed. And hard to work with staff.
That's another problem.
More than ever.
We're working on that.
We're waiting with bated breath.
So, about an hour before your meeting, we had a special council meeting, and we officially declared a state of emergency in the city. We did this for a couple of reasons. One, politically, because it is, could possibly, the economic damage could possibly be such that we might be, you know, able to get some funds to recoup, depending on how that all works out. Number two, because we do just want to be safe and we want the best for our citizens. It's not just a tagline here, we are a family, so we want to do what's best for us. So, with that, we are going to be closing City Hall to all public until further notice. The employees will still be working, guys will still be maintaining and working out in the field. They have their protocols they'll be dealing with. Tracy and Kelly will be here in the office working. They'll still be answering calls. They'll still be working, taking payments. Payments can be over the phone. Payments can be in the Dropbox. Payments can be mailed. We also will be setting up where you can actually just pay your utility bill through Express without calling here first. So you kind of skip the middleman. The city takes on additional costs for that, but we're willing to go ahead and take that in. So just, you don't have to do an extra step, you can call. What else? Regards to utilities, and I preface this with saying in the last 2 days I've probably gotten 300 emails, if not plus, all from every city in Oregon, and with the governor listening in on this listserv about what's happening and what should happen and what we should be doing and what they are doing. It's actually, for the first time, been an actually good resource for all of us, because certain cities have more resources, they have more employees, so what they're doing, we're watching. I told the council this afternoon, my every being, I am not a knee-jerk reactor. I'm a sit back and let's make sure this is going to work for us. We don't have 150 employees sitting in a cubicle. We don't have thousands of shut-off notices. We don't have, you know, people losing their jobs from day one. However, that said, we will watch. And so I have no doubt that we might see some spikes in the coming months. And if that's the case, then we will be watching and evaluating and seeing if we can offer any kind of relief at that point. That doesn't mean it'll happen, but that doesn't mean it won't happen. It's just, I'm not gonna knee-jerk and implement policies right now when we don't know what those are and what it looks like. We're gonna continue to use social media and our website to help citizens, inform them. We got economic development, we have chamber stuff, we have just good old-fashioned community, helping community. Also what other, you know, what the governor's saying, what the president is saying. So we're trying to still be a good resource for what's happening. Whether you agree with all this or not, whether your heart feels this is real or not, it's real for us, it's real for the state, and it's real for the city, and it's gonna affect us. It already has started affecting us. So we're here, we gotta do something about it. As far as, there's a lot of projects we had going on, and here's where it gets a little funky. Council will be deciding on at their next meeting on March, I believe is at the 25th.
Yes.
On the March 25th meeting, whether to suspend our gas tax on the ballot. Madras has already taken theirs off. The city of Bend has already taken their bond measure off. Although those were larger things than we have going, we're still deciding as a city if that's the best thing to do, knowing that any minute this could all turn on a dime, and in November we could be sitting back going, why in the world did we do that? But they'll make that decision. If you have thoughts on that, I would suggest you actually call and give them some thoughts, because this is a hard decision. We put a lot of money and time into this, and knowing if you feel one way or the other strongly would be really helpful for them to feel like they made a good decision on behalf of citizens. Either way, there's no right or wrong here. Finley Butte sidewalks, I think you guys know we've got the grant, small city grant, we're putting sidewalks down Finley. We've accessed 99% of those easements. We have one more to get, and we're meeting with that person. We assume we're gonna get their sign off, they've indicated. So that project is a go, which is good. That's the one thing all the cities have told us is that that's their saving grace, is that there might be some of these construction projects that continue and help get the economy stabilized for them. So that's a good bright spot. Design and construction of the Lapine Station should be ready in about a month or so. Again, we're not sure what's gonna happen there. We were gonna have a groundbreaking and grand opening for the CET bus from Sun River to Lapine, and then our groundbreaking. That obviously will not be happening in the near future, so be on the lookout. Someday that'll be postponed. Maybe we'll do it, maybe we won't. But that's the update on that. Wastewater and water project. This is a 5-year project that's been going on for many years, 5 years. This is the one that I told the council I'm worried about. Our funders are nervous. We've had a couple changes. The last change was to put the septic tanks on the property line, which didn't hold anything up and wasn't a bad thing, except for now we have a virus and people may not come to their door. People may not be excited about signing things, doing paperwork. We have to have 90% of those easements signed to get funding and have this project go. If we do not have that, this project implodes. So all those years in down the drain. And this is a huge project for Lapine. So we are going to carry on. We are meeting with all the funders, we are meeting with all the players, and we are talking about that probably next week or in the next 2 weeks, I believe. What we need your help from, and I know some of you live in Cagle, we are going to need your help. Your neighbors, your friends that live there, we can't get the word out to them as well as we can with other citizens because you don't have a water bill. You're not connected to the city as much. So once we have those easement documents, it would be great if you would hand deliver, or you would call your neighbors, or you would go around and take them to the people you know and just say, hey, we need these signed. I know some of the council that live in that area are gonna go door to door, but again, with the virus, people are not so happy about contact. So, and again, it's a stressful thing. There's been a change, it's paperwork. This is not a time when people feel so inclined. And because we can't have the open houses, we can't get them there to the open house. So we're kind of stuck, and this is do or die. We are on our 5-year, we have 5 years to get that money to start construction, and we are right there. And so I'm asking for help. And that's basically what I told the council. Refinement plans, same thing. We won't be able to have open houses. It's progressing. We're gonna get some drawings. I don't know how we're gonna do it moving forward. They're still deciding. So stay tuned for that. On top of all of this, we have budget coming up. It's gonna be a fun one. Two things that impact this. One of the things I didn't tell you at the beginning, all boils down to this, is we also are canceling all meetings, all public meetings. So you, unless you have a planning commission meeting, hearing will not take place. And here's the weird thing. Is when the governor and everybody came down with all these, you can only have 10 people, 25 people, you can't meet. Nobody thought about planning. And that's a whole different part of the state and the ordinances that she released, if I'm making sense. So what happened was nobody thought about the planning aspect of meeting together. So when you have a hearing such as this one that we snuck in, that we were hoping to get in, there's no relief for that, and you have to let people come to a hearing. And so right now all the cities are asking the governor to go back and fix it so that we can stretch these out and not have the 120-day rule, because I don't know if you realize, but we are statutorily responsible for having these applications through the process. And if we can't get meetings and we can't hold hearings, then we can't run these through the process. So you can imagine a bigger city that has probably 10 or 20 of these in the queue, and they can't meet. And you can't meet, you know, by video for to have people in real time talk back and forth and discuss with the public, because the goal number one of planning is to have that public participation. And so this has been a dichotomy, and this is an issue they're going to work out in the next few probably weeks, if not days. It's big on the list right now. So I don't think we have anything in the queue, but we're glad we got this through so we can let them start their project or carry on. Unless you appeal, and then we'll talk about that. The other thing is budget. Budget is also not one of the statutory things she released or gave or amended. Budget comes from the IRS. So we have to meet as a budget committee, and you have to have it open to the public, but we're not supposed to meet more than 25 people. So if we had 30 people show up to the budget, we'd be in violation of the governor's order. So they're trying to figure that one out. The only thing they can figure so far is we've been told you have to allow people to ask questions at budget committee hearing or budget committee meetings in real time. So we might have to set up some Zoom or FaceTime Live or do something, but so the whole nature of the way we do business, to say this quickly, is it's going to change. And we don't know how, because every day we get another change. So hang in there with city staff. We're getting fed by the fire hose on how this all works and what we're supposed to be doing.
Do you have a date for the budget?
We have a date for the budget meetings. And we have two openings, so if there's a couple citizens that want to be on the budget committee, we would love to have you. It's going to be an interesting budget this year.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, so tomorrow, okay. It will be closed as of tomorrow.
We snuck this one in.
We snuck this one in.
It's less than 10 people, so we're.
That's true.
We're at 10.
There's something else I was going to say. Does anybody have any questions? Oh, more exciting. Councilman Harper has resigned from the council. He resigned a couple meetings ago as of the end of March. The council at this special meeting appointed Colleen Scott to take his place. So she will be starting first meeting in April as council. So that will be exciting. And then, do you have any questions for me?
How many people are on the budget committee?
That's a very good question. I do not know the answer to that. Because I think we had one opening last year that was never filled.
We did.
We have two openings this year, and I think if Colleen's on council, she was also on the budget committee, so it might be we have a few.
Let me count.
Well, because
she will be automatically, yes. But then that means her spot's open too. Also.
We have 11 spots. Does that sound right?
Oh, that's a yep.
What is 11?
25.
It is 25.
Yep.
So
the president has suggested 10, but she has come down. The rule is 25 is our ordinance or
edict. That's what we have
yeah.
to abide
by. It's the one we abide by. The 10 is a suggestion. Yeah. We can have a budget committee as long as everybody doesn't show up, but you can't tell people not to show up to a public meeting, so.
No, but they can.
I cannot, but however you want to tell people.
Well,
no.
We didn't have a problem with high audience attendance last year.
This
yeah,
is correct.
Really, very
this
rarely.
Is correct.
So I think we're going to be
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. It's not something that's really exciting.
Spreadsheets,
come on.
I know. And lastly, I talked to the mayor. 99.9% of the city managers are and city employees are working from home. Obviously, ours don't have much they can do from home. They work here. They're going to close off to the public. They'll be fine. But I may actually work from the other home for a week or two. So all my meetings are virtual at this point. And I don't have internet at my house here, so I may be going to Idaho for a week or two.
Why are you leaving?
Well, that's the problem. Things keep cropping up. I have no, I'm not doing it for sure, but I'm just saying I will definitely let you know. I'll send out a thing and let you know. I will be readily available by cell phone and email. But it's not a guarantee I'm even going because things are happening so fast that I'm, you know, we're having a meeting next week. And so not a guarantee, but I might. And if that's an issue for anybody, let me know because I want to be sensitive to what you think. So I'm serious.
Mm-hmm. This is about back to pay when that applies to sure. You guys as well. When you're telling people that they can pay through Express Pay, make sure not Doxo. Doxo comes in and sets up a seed Doxo thinking they're paying, you know, you guys or Express Pay. Mm-hmm. And I had to notify Doxo that was happening and some other water. Doxo. Well, Doxo is a false thing. Whoever it is taking people's money.
Oh, okay.
So just be aware to share people, okay. Two people, only Express Pay. Because,
gotcha.
Because a lot of times they'll come up instead of, you'll type in Express Pay, well, Doxo comes up.
Oh, okay.
And paying it for this. They fake the whole thing.
Yeah.
I did it myself. And that's how I know about this so strongly.
Okay.
But lately it's been coming up again.
Gotcha. I'll mention it. We try to get everybody to go to our website first.
Yeah.
Instead of going to Express first. Mm-hmm. Every time we mention it, we ask them to go to our website first and then click on the online bill pay.
Okay.
But that's good to know in case I can just make a little note on there.
Note.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.